I remember manifesting this life, but I don't think I ever thought about the pressures that will come with it. Welcome back to Sita with Lebo and Tatara and Betty. And today we're touching on what actually happens when you get what you prayed for. Yeah. But before we get into this video, this episode of Sita is sponsored by YouTube and Vodacom. And that's because something very, very exciting is happening.
Yeah.
You all know about the prepaid Vodacom LTE bundle. You get 5 gigabytes anytime data. You get 5 gigabytes night owl. Yes. But now they're making it even sweeter. At the same price of 99 Rand, you guys now have access to 5 gigabytes free YouTube data. So you guys can watch our podcast, you can watch your makeup tutorials, you can watch your self-help videos, you can watch your praise and worship, anything you want to consume on YouTube.
So get it now, guys, on the VodaPay app or dial at *123#. Yes, at *123# terms and C's apply.
Yeah, T's and C's apply, guys. And don't forget, this will allow for you guys to vibe with your faves. So sit back, relax, and let's get into the episode. Vibe with your fave, and make sure that you guys purchase the Vodacom prepaid LTE bundle for only 99 Rand. Sure. Let's get into
how are you?
Wow, guys, so we lied. We said we're taking a break and we're still here.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, to my shock, I think the previous one I said, if it's up to me, you'll see me in 3 years, 2 years.
Yeah, no. I told Lebo, like, you know what, guys?
Yeah.
I want to make sure we give you guys high quality content, pack it with value, keep going.
Yeah.
I think you guys enjoying the content. I'm enjoying creating. He's enjoying creating. And we're really trying to make sure that we curate these episodes even better.
Yeah.
So we've been learning a lot about how to make a successful podcast, how to integrate artificial intelligence. Yeah. And I think we're going to give you guys a whole lot more value. So stick with us. Trust me, in this episode, we're going to speak about something very, very powerful. So watch the whole episode so you guys can see our learnings and what you guys have probably gone through or going to go through.
But before we get started on this journey, I need you to take this moment to share the podcast with someone who's going to enjoy this message. Yeah. You know you have someone in mind, and that is exactly why we do it. It's for you to take this time to just be seated with yourself and learn something new.
Yeah. So how are you? How's everything?
You can go first, won't you?
off the bat, it's Wednesday. We shot on Wednesdays. Excited for home sale tonight.
Ooh.
Last night, we shot until 2 a.m. as Manjita. Call time was 7:30, so half 8, half 9, half 10, half 11, half 12, half 1. Yeah, 6.5 hours.
How many hours in a day? So a quarter of a day.
Yeah, mind you, that's like night shift. So I think we saw where we can improve. Yeah. I want to address some things in the next ASM meeting. Very, very dope video. All of the boys have started like a 90-day...
Just basically a dry hard.
It's like a, yeah.
What's it called though? What's the
90-day hard. But it's not 90-day hard. It's more of a 90-day lifestyle shift.
I think it's like more 90-day consciousness or like being conscious.
I think it's different for everybody, right?
Yeah,
so I think I'll speak about what it is for me. You can speak about what it is for you. So for me, I've identified that like at my age, I'm doing a lot of things that young people do. Things that I should have grown out of.
Yeah.
I'm putting myself in spaces that I shouldn't be putting myself in. And I'm not utilizing my 20s to achieve true success. I know you guys, people can see that, oh, but you're doing this. Mm. I know what I'm capable of doing, and I know my effectiveness, and I can see that, no, man, wash water here. I can work a bit harder. So I'm doing a 90-day push.
Yeah.
And I'm pushing myself into the life that I want to live. I'm changing my eating habits. I'm changing my morning habits, my night habits. And it's been so nice. I mean, this is day 3. I'm gymming 3 times a week, which is dope. I'm waking up with prayer, which has been so powerful. Waking up with prayer, then I go straight into journaling, and then I read a book. I'm reading a book now. It's called The Art of Negotiation. It's written by an FBI specialist who was like a bank robber negotiator, right? So that's how I've been doing it. Eating breakfast. I never eat breakfast before the shows.
Yeah,
eating breakfast. I make sure I had eggs, chicken.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And I'm also like taking night walks. A lot of praise and worship. That's also dope. So I just walk in my complex and I go back and forth.
So that's why the day you dropped me yesterday, you're like, you must take a walk around the complex.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying something about my weight. I was like, jeez.
No.
Jesus. You know, when black people usually tell you to take a walk, and it has a deeper meaning.
Yeah, and because I've seen there's these girls that I know that walk every single night. And I think that's why it keeps
them
in shape.
I used to do walks like all the time. When I was in like, when we used to live in Biff. No, Biff, when I used to live alone, right? It's my ex-girlfriend. We used to take a walk.
You used to live alone with your ex-girlfriend?
No, when I used to live alone, but I'm saying with my ex-girlfriend, the walk.
Oh.
Yeah,
how,
so...
How can you live alone with your ex-girlfriend?
When I used to live alone, I'm saying when you moved out.
Okay.
Yeah,
with your
so,
ex-girlfriend, you
yeah,
took the walks.
Yeah, when I was with my ex-girlfriend, all right. We used to take these walks, right?
You lived alone.
Yes, when I lived alone.
Okay.
Yeah, so when I lived alone... So with my ex-girlfriend, we used to take these walks. Yeah. And like, hey boy, I won't lie, it used to be such a nice cooling period.
Mm.
It's like a cool down. It's like, yo, dude, by the way, like, we're alive. Like,
everything
can
day?
Be paused.
Yeah, how you feeling?
It really takes you away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've seen journaling as a so I do a journal, then I do a to-do list.
Yeah.
And then I do like 80% of is like things I have to do, and 20% of things I have to delegate towards Bali and Ruby. Right, and I've seen that works really well. I've learned it from Steven. And then the journaling helps me like speak about the day before and the morning, how I feel, and then I do positive affirmations. And then the night helps me reflect on my day and my to-do list. So usually I'll walk and I'll speak to myself, or I'll try walk. I have intentions of walking with people.
Yeah.
So I want to maybe go say like, oh, let's walk, drive to a friend's complex, I'll walk with them. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, so I think for me, it's all about being like my, what is it, 90 days?
Yeah,
90. Oh, so mine is a promo code. So mine's 60 days. So, because mine's like a softer version of all the guys. Because all the guys are quite hectic.
Yeah, I mean, Khunze,
it's quite hectic.
Tinashe is celibate and they're not drinking alcohol.
Khunze is celibate and Tinashe is celibate.
Yes.
Yo.
But I'm
South Africa's safe again, Moose.
I don't drink Monday to Friday and I'm not allowed to have, I'm not allowed to drink to the point where I have a hangover.
Yeah, so I still drink.
Yeah,
I still drink. I still smoke heavily. I still like my lifestyle. Nothing has changed. I'm just trying to be more self-aware. So like, I'm trying to work out.
Yeah.
So that I can stay how I look forever, even when I'm like
40.
30. I'm not gonna be a chubby bro. I've decided mentally now, I'm not going to be a chubby bro. I'll be skinny.
Like this, no?
Maybe I'll have a bit of like a stomach, nyana, but I'll always wear medium to small. You know what I'm saying? I'll be medium. So, and I'm also working on like positivity. So positivity has been a big thing for me. So every morning I wake up, the moment I hear the alarm, I'm not allowed to like stay in the bed.
Yeah.
I'm trying to build up my discipline of just getting up and doing. Then I cleanliness. So making sure my flat is clean every single morning. Every single morning. It's a big thing for me. But yeah, it's working out four times in a week. One run day. So I want to start running.
Nice.
Today's actually my run day. But I'm just exhausted, yo. It's so tired. Yeah. And I think I'm going through like, what did I say? No.
Withdrawal symptoms
of like my
sweets, bad habits.
Sweets, sugar. Uber Eats, all that stuff. Like it's just like I feel like.
Yeah. Also guys, we're also inviting you guys to join the challenge, right? It doesn't have to be 90 days. We're doing 90 days.
Like I'm doing 60. 60
doing
like 60. I said.
So I think it would be safe to say join us and let's do 30 days all together as like, you know, the gang. So as the seeds, as the disciples, let's all try.
Yeah, tag us if you make a meal.
Yeah.
It's healthy. Tag us if you're running. Tag us if you're jogging.
Yeah,
tag us if you're journaling. Tag us.
Let's call Seated with 30-day push. So for you guys, it starts today. And then just tag us when you do something that you feel like is different. So I think the first step you guys can do is comment down below. Like, okay, listen, like, I'm going to do this. I want to do 10 pages of reading every day. Mm. I want to do this. I want to read the Bible. I want to practice my speaking. I want to practice do a new skill, whatever. And then from there, once you've done it, we'll read them, we'll respond. I think we'll also motivate everyone else to do it. Yeah. And then like Leb was saying, tag us on Instagram stories.
Yeah.
And then we'll repost and we'll make it into a community.
Maybe I'll even like, I'll do it. Okay, so I'll start up like a community tab thing on the Instagram so everyone can check there, send motivational quotes, remind us to not give up, whatever.
So we'll do that thing together. We'll do a channel on Instagram.
That's literally what I just said now.
Oh, the community thing. Oh, perfect. Level's doing. Oh, Level.
Yeah, so I'll do it with you guys. We'll send selfies.
So Level will do that for us. And then he'll count for you guys. You know? And that'll be very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So I think let's get into that. That's how I am. Otherwise, everything else is good. I've also vowed to try to see my parents once a month and my grandmother once a month.
Yeah. Okay, cool. how's business? I'm joking.
So also, guys, if you guys don't know, Level and I have been in the influencer marketing space for the longest time.
Yeah.
We've recently launched an influencer marketing agency.
Yeah.
Which is very, very exciting. Lebo has joined.
Have
you
launched
Media.
It now? Like,
yeah, it's launched. Yeah, it's so very exciting. Yeah. Lebo is the head of data reporting and analytics.
And vibes
at the company. It's a part of the culture at the company. He's here to teach people how to make the company feel like a company for everyone that works here, the employees to feel like, yeah, man,
We're trying. It's a long system, long operations.
Very, very exciting. Levels attitude is pissing me off.
No, it's just today, guys. It's very today. Exciting. You know what? You know what I've realized? You know what? People don't give you space to not be... you see now, everyone's used to me being funny, funny, happy, happy.
No, no, no. I'm not saying be happy, happy.
Funny, give me space. Give me space to be not that guy.
No, you don't have to be happy, happy.
Yeah, then give me space.
So I'm saying you don't have to be negative.
I'm not being negative.
Power of the tongue.
I'm telling you how it feels. I'm telling you how it feels. No, but we're super excited. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
Tato's been in the game. I think it said 6 years on your LinkedIn. 7 years.
Yeah, a long time.
7 years. Tato's been in the game 7 years. And we're taking... I've been in the game for maybe 4 years now, 3 years.
And we've scaled.
Yeah.
Which shows that we're possible.
Right? Yeah. We're capable. I'm running my own brand. Tato's running his own brand.
And six other brands.
And so now we're just taking all that information to help you guys to make influencing sustainable in South Africa.
Yeah. So if you're... Sorry, man.
No, go ahead.
So if you're an influencer, there's a link in the description where you guys can fill in a Google form. You guys can give us your details so we can help you guys get campaigns. So basically, if you guys don't know what influencer marketing agency is, we're the middleman between Booty Vodacom and all these people and you guys, the influencers. We're giving you guys the campaigns and we're helping these brands really just be not to create content for the culture, but be a part of the culture through you guys. So that's one of our value propositions. But yeah, let's get into the first segment, the dreamer's mindset. So if I had to throw you back into, I think the best place to throw you back to is university. What did you used to think success looked like to you? Give me some of your early versions of your goals, when you were broke but driven, and maybe some nostalgic stories about, you know, when things were simpler, when you were hungry. How was that like?
So when I was in university, I believed success to be fully monetary value, like it's money.
So true.
So you just, like, the more money you have, the more successful you are. The more money that comes in, I mean. Mm. So, like, and obviously, as we know now, like, that we... like
have some sort of money.
We have money and then also have structures underneath us. Even though my structures are not gang, it's just, you know, Kenny, Entle, whatever. But you now have a mindset that money must make money, So the money that comes in is not really success anymore. It's just money that's it's money that's funding things to make you live now. You know what I mean? I don't explain it.
I get what you're saying.
So back in the day I would have said, yo, guys, when I graduate, 1 million rand is going to slap. Like, if I got 1 million rand right now, it's going to slap. But now, I would rather have a business valued at 1 million rand. So now, I'm redefining what success is. It's no longer money. It's what's the tools to get the money now. Wow, I wish that was my wish.
Yeah.
You know when you realize you've been saying the wrong prayer? And you've been praying to God, God, I hope I become rich. Just give me money. He doesn't want to give you. Give me the tools and education to make money.
Very, very powerful.
Yeah, I'm just telling the truth. What about you?
For me, also definitely monetary based. For me, success looked like a really good salary and a managerial position at like a logistics company or like a civil engineering company, like a structure company. It looked like a really nice car, like a Mercedes-Benz was success to me.
Yeah.
And
I just want to ask you something, like, and this is for people back at home as well. When you guys are picturing you, like, when you guys are kids and you're picturing your dreams and stuff, like I said, was describing, you guys picture yourself working for someone. You know, I've never ever, ever pictured myself working for other people. I only had to. Like, I need you to understand that.
Yeah.
Like, I never had the dream when I was in high school to be like, I can't wait to get a good salary and
That was my dream. And I mean, I think I wouldn't have minded if I went into that direction.
Yeah.
I wanted to climb the corporate ladder. Yeah. That was like
Suits.
Yeah. That was my dream. Yeah. Literally, I think also because of the influence of Suits.
Yeah.
And then I realized that, like, success isn't even monetary at all. In my perspective now, like, money is a resource to enable living life, but success and happiness for me is a mindset game, and we'll dive into it more as we speak later on the podcast. But yeah, definitely nice car, banging girlfriend, money, and like a nice apartment. I used to dream of having a loft. I won't lie, that was success for me. A loft with a grand piano.
Oh, Mimo, it was a penthouse. Yeah, I always wanted a penthouse of like that infinity pool thing. Yeah, I always wanted one of those.
And then how did prayer or manifestation, okay, we don't really manifest, but how did prayer play a role back then in your dreams now? Did you pray for what you wanted? I know I didn't.
So I'll speak about in university. So yeah. when I was in university, I had a group of friends, Abu Fiso, Abu Shozi, Zuma, a lot of people were saying, Zuma, are you friends with Zuma? Yes, I was friends with a Zuma. guys, we networked from back then. But we used to say this thing when we were writing and studying in the study lab. Guys, no one must complain. We prayed to be here. We prayed to be in university. Yeah. We prayed to be able to get a degree. We prayed for this. We prayed for moments like this. Mm. And it made me realize that, like, when we pray, you must also understand the weight of how the success of this prayer will be on your life. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, you must be very aware.
You're constantly telling yourself, asking for it every single day or once a week that I want this thing.
Yes.
So imagine if you don't achieve it or if you do achieve it.
Yes. Now, if you every day praying for strength, if every day you're praying for peace can overcome obstacles, God. If every day you're praying to become a millionaire, God will start simple with you. He'll make you put your favorite shoe in a pothole filled with dark water.
And say, let's see if you can overcome this obstacle.
Before we give you a tender that fails. Before we give you a tender that fails. Yeah,
let's see the power
can you clean
of the
a shoe?
Yeah, let's see the power of the
can
mind.
Can you clean a shoe?
What you're saying is so
and then you go back powerful. Home. God sees that you have 3 dishes on the table. So you when you pick up a dish, one falls. Can you overcome? You still have to wash the dishes when you broke one.
You know, this sounds so silly.
You know,
man.
I'm sounding like it's a
but
joke.
But this is literally the power of the mind. Like,
I'm telling you now.
Yeah, let me not take your point. You've said it. Wow.
Yes. So what I'm trying to get into now is like the power, because you're talking about prayer and manifestation, wishing.
Back in university.
Back in the day. So now we're in university. We're studying. We're doing. We've prayed for this. But it does not mean it's nice. Sometimes our answered prayers doesn't feel good. The reason I'm saying this is because people have a weird association of success and goals and even dreams being achieved, being in light, being in goodness, being in this good nature. Sometimes your success will look bad.
Yeah,
you're not sleeping.
Yeah,
you're not eating.
Yeah.
You're grinding 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
True.
Mother, you are successful, chief. You're living on a livelihood that you prayed for. Oh,
and it's not easy.
It's not easy.
And at the same time, God can't bless a mess, as you're speaking about, right? So, like, with the mental that you're speaking about, it's like, if you're not mentally strong to overcome small obstacles, how can we give you a business or a job, number one? Let's work on that.
Yeah.
Let's make you step in a couple of puddles.
Yeah.
Then two, God will never scale anything that you're doing if it's messy. Yeah. Why would God see that every time I give you 100K, you go and you blow it and you go to bad things and you treat people badly and you're just a bad person? Why would he give you more?
Not even.
Right? So my point is, if you are praying and you are having these goals and ambitions, you can't not put in the work yourself.
Yes.
You need to put in the work yourself. Make it good. Make it based off of scripture. Yeah. Be a good person. Be good to your neighbor. Be nice in all these different ways.
Yeah.
Then you can expect multiplication.
Yeah, and I want to say, like, on like a non-religious point of view, like on a manifestation, whatever point of view, right?
Yeah.
I want to say that it's exactly the same. Even if you don't believe in Jesus, you have your own religion, faith. It's exactly the same. Manifestation looks exactly the same. Faith without action is a wish. Faith without action is just a wish. It's just a wish upon a star.
Yeah.
You have to pray. When you say to yourself, God, please give me the family I deserve. Give me the wife I deserve. And give me a home and kid.
That's a prayer we all pray.
You need to think to yourself, now you just told God, please make my heart ready for arguments with my wife. God, please make me ready to be disappointed in my child. Please, God, you don't know the what you just asked for.
Mm.
It's bigger than what you could ever comprehend.
Yeah, it's not just fairies and fairy tales and positivity and sprinkles and
for example, Mutu could be in engineering, and he prays, "Can I be successful?" God says, okay, you sure? Then they take away his eyesight and make him wear glasses so he can look successful. That's how God works.
Okay, I don't agree with that part, but I'm
joking, but I'm saying that, but God makes you then struggle.
Yes.
Why? And you think to yourself, am I not good at this thing?
Yeah.
Am I, what's so wrong with
you? Know,
me? Am
it's,
I
not? It's so funny, like Lebo saying, like when you pray for certain things, don't expect them to come in. Expect God to teach you the skills you need to achieve that prayer.
Whether it be emotional. A lot of the times, by the way, it's emotional.
Yeah.
It's not physical.
Our minds are very weak.
Because people always look for, you know, in when we're looking for where's my life going? Am I on the right road? Am I in the right direction? Is my purpose aligning? Am I moving in my goal? We look for these actions of materialistic actions in our lives or physical objects. I moved into a new flat. I moved into a new neighborhood. I just got a girlfriend. I got this. When in reality,
yeah,
the real blessings that you are is the inside. Mm. It's the someone gives you bad news and you're able to accept it. It's the looking yourself in the mirror and saying, dude, you tried your best today and you didn't, you did what you could. It's the next day and saying to yourself, you know what, I didn't want to go to gym today, but I'm going to push myself. That's the real blessing. That's the real, because anyone can have the car, can have, but do they have the mindset?
Do you have the mindset and the ability to fight the fight?
Yes.
Can you fight and win the battle every day? Because you will be challenged. I want to go into the next segment. Arrival is not peace. Right, so we prayed about the things in university, and they've come.
Mm.
I mean, we got the degrees. We can talk surface level. We're not multi-billionaires, right? But we can speak on the surface level. We got our degrees. We went into the workspace. We opened up our own businesses. We became influencers. You know, we grew our social media platforms to hundreds and thousands of followers. You achieved 90% of the goals you had in university.
Mm.
Now that you're here,
real,
and you have all of the things that it comes with, how does it feel? I mean, like, I know one example for me was I wanted an apartment so badly. Mm. And then I had to pay for rent. Then I had to pay in a deposit. Then I had to pay for rent for my apartment every single month. Mm. You know? And then my apartment flooded. Mm. And then I got into trouble for my apartment flooding.
Mm.
And it's like, you know, electricity is there. And it's like, okay, cool. These things all bring, at first, strain to me and my body, because it's like I have to work so hard to get these things to be paid for. You get what I'm saying? Then you pray for a partner, a romantic partner, who you can spoil at a certain level because you've got a certain amount of money. But now your partner that comes with certain levels of discomfort. Do you get what I'm saying? Even heartbreak. Mm. You know, when you get the money, you have access to new people, a lot of flies. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So now that, you know, I'm trying to paint a picture of everyone at home. Now that you've arrived at where you dreamt of arriving back in university, even if you're in university, you dreamt of where you're in high school, how does it feel?
Yeah, I think for me, I want to say, like, I want to sort of how intimidating our goals can be. I remember we spoke about this in the previous podcast, how, you know, for example, you know, my brother and I were doing the influencer marketing agency, you know, that takes guts. It takes bravery to invest yourself. You could be wasting your time, all those things, you know what I mean? But we know you're going to be adding value added things because you trust in yourself, right? When we arrive at the success point, what's going to be next? I'm going to want a billboard company. I'm going to want to do movies. I'm going to want to do...
I want a house in Cape Town.
When I get the TV, what's going to happen? They must make a documentary about me. When I get the documentary, why don't I have a book? When I get the book... So what I'm trying to say is that, like, what we do, we have this nature of being intimidated by the future and this chase and this chase and this chase and this chase. And I want to say to yourself, understand that your life is categorized into, like... broken up into different phases, right? And when you wish for the new flat, you, in fact, indirectly, like I said, a lot of the times we don't know what we're wishing for or what we're praying for. You're actually wishing for your next phase of life. Mm. So when you're in high school...
Your next set of trials and tribulations.
Yeah, that's why when you're in high school, you say, I can't wait to go to UCT or Cape Town. You're not excited to go to school. A lot of the times we don't know what we're wishing for or what we're praying for. You're actually wishing for your next phase of life. So when you're in high school...
Your next set of trials and tribulations.
Yeah. That's why when you're in high school, you say, I can't wait to go to UCT or Cape Town. You're not excited to go to school.
You're not excited to study. You're not excited to fail.
Yes.
You're not excited to go to class.
Yes.
You're excited to leave your current environment because you feel like there's room for growth.
Yes. You're chasing. What is your chase? And my chase now is no longer monetary value. Let's make millions. Is my chase now is let's be happy. Let's be content. Mm. Let's be joyous. Let's build. And that, when you arrive on the next stage, it's even beautiful because you know that you're still going. Mm. Whereas a rival mentality is, when I get there, then what?
They're like,
it must be always the cars running. What am I fueling? You know what I mean? Like,
I hear you.
I'm trying to counter that mentality.
I hear you.
I don't know what you think.
I mean, you've skipped to the answer of this whole podcast.
I'm telling you, like, I'm telling you. It's you know, the mindset. It's fuel. You skipped
to the whole, to the end of this podcast. And I think it's very powerful. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think once you can shift your mindset that you will always go through fights, battles, struggle. Yeah. That's inevitable.
Wow. Yeah.
And if you can hyper-focus on, and Nibble's been doing this very well these past 3 weeks. How can I make my life feel good and how can I be happy?
Mm.
So for example, Lebo knows, okay, he's an influencer, he must post,
yeah.
He's a businessman, he's got his shareholding in this company, he must work hard, he must become a specialist, an expert, it's gonna change, he's gonna be billboard.
Yeah.
But when it comes to happiness, he knows, okay, cool, if I wanna be happy, I must have a good community.
Yes.
Okay, my community, I've got it. I must have good habits. Okay, I'm building good habits. I like doing weekly things. Let me do these weekly things. I want to see my friends regularly. Let me see my friends regularly.
Must have a good partner, Ed.
I want to have a good partner.
Must have a good partner.
I
want to
pray. I want to what? Yeah. Now, he's doing these things.
That's your ship. That's your ship now.
That's your ship, yeah.
This is your ship.
This
now.
Is his firm foundation, right?
Yeah.
His foundation is set. The battle, where the ship goes, doesn't matter. Even doesn't if there's turbulence.
As long as the ship the is, there. Is there.
So he's removed his happiness from his trials and tribulations and not even gaining success, but gaining money.
Yeah.
Because let's call it what it is. When you work hard, you're working for money.
Yeah.
You're working for stimulation for the mind, growing yourself, money. Mm. So he knows, okay, cool, I'm going to be working for money my whole life. And if I say I'll bet when I'm successful, I'm never going to reach that success because success is more and more money. But if I have a firm foundation, I've done it right.
Yeah.
So that's powerful because, I mean, that prevents you from missing old versions of yourself.
And what I love about this counter of that mentality is that when you're in that ship, even when the ship is running out of petrol or it's jiggering left and we're going the wrong way, there's people in the ship that say, Captain, the coordinates are incorrect. You need to go to the West Galaxy. And then you say, oh, yes, Konje, I'm misaligned.
Because you have the firm foundation.
Because you have your firm foundation. It's your God. It's your relationship. It's your family. People that know you, that they can identify when you're off your game and call you to action.
Yeah.
That is, for me, the real... It's that, what is my gears that keep going, that I just need to squeeze oil? I don't need to worry about it's making.
And guys, you know what I've seen? I've seen for... I mean, this mindset, I think I've been subconsciously trying to practice it.
Yeah.
But by watching certain people on YouTube, listening to Lebo, being on these platforms, it's allowing for me to understand what happiness truly looks like.
Yes.
And I feel like once you have access to content, you know, it really allows for you to learn and better yourself. So with Vodacom's prepaid LTE package at 99 Rand, you can have your anytime router for 5 gigabytes.
Mm-hmm.
You can have your nighttime if you prefer learning at night, but you also have 5 gigabytes free YouTube data.
Yeah.
And that can really allow for you to grow yourself because you have access to YouTube. So definitely consider buying that.
And I want to say it's very easy to access, guys. So just get your VodaPay app, get the bundle, or you can dial *123#.
Yeah, but understand, guys, T's and C's do apply. Yeah. So don't miss out and please definitely take time to pour back into yourself.
Yeah.
Using the right platforms.
Yeah.
So shout out to
So they can vibe with their face.
And I like how you guys vibe with your face. You guys vibe with us in a relaxed manner,
yeah,
you know?
Nice, man.
We're educating ourselves. But yeah, let's move on to the next segment now. Now, it's called gratitude and resentment, right? So now, and you spoke about the soul. Wow, that's what I'm saying. You ended my podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's so important to balance joy, right? And pressure.
Yeah.
So now we've seen the ship that you've built, Lebo Rampedi. You know, you've got this amazing ship. You are working hard no matter what, but we have to be realistic.
Yes, 100%.
Even in your firm foundation, there 100%. Can be things that prevent it being a firm foundation. Yeah. And even in your climb, you know, there's going to be moments where you're like, I'm climbing and I've got my firm. I can go home to my wife, call my friends and relax, but business-wise, I've got my frustrations. Yeah. So how do you balance the mental, and let me say your happiness and tolerance meter when you're building towards success.
Yeah. Again, countering that mindset, there is no such thing as balance. There is only acceptance. You know what I mean? So people say this thing of like, how do I manage that? Like being positive is a big one.
Yeah.
Like how do I am sometimes negative, I'm sometimes positive.
Yeah.
How do I, but you don't balance, I don't want to swear, anything.
Nada.
Nada. You don't balance nada. Good God, golly darn it. But you don't balance anything. You accept it. When you're in the ship, sometimes you're going to be attacked by pirates. You know what I mean? You have to do coordinates and you have to run and you have to... But what do? You accept it. The problem is that we don't accept our emotions.
That's so powerful. What did you say? You said you don't have to...
You don't have to balance it.
You don't have to balance it. You have to accept it.
Yes. Because people see their negative emotions as like... yeah. Like an, it's a... It, when, yes. You when in reality, that's your body. That's your mind. That's your heart telling you, wait, slow down. Yeah. Something is... Not
you know
right.
What, you know what Sitle said, man?
Yeah, yeah.
Sitle was like, I think she read a post, but she was like,
yeah,
complaining is like praising
a problem. Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? It's like you're worshiping the negative thing that exists.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's like if you practice what you're saying and you accept that, okay, this thing failed, you get to move on and you don't worship this negative thing.
But you still, but you also still get to feel.
But for how long? Hey, yeah.
That's the thing. So, like, for example, I'll give you a scenario. So, this morning, I was exhausted. I was feeling very down, very, like, in my head. You know, that alarm today didn't sound as romantic as it did yesterday with the motivation. But when I got up, I was like, dude, you're dusted. Like, you look like horrible. You guess, not cut. Then I just said, but hey, it's Wednesday. I wonder what tomorrow's going to look like. I accept it. I accept. Whereas I could have, again, and now let's do an alternative universe.
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to balance. What do I do balance now? Okay, Levo, let's do this. Let's try to get this done now.
Let's smile.
Am I crazy? No, dude. Like, take your emotions as they are, as they go. You know what I mean?
Allow for them to exist.
Yeah, and this thing of... you know, culture telling us that we're going to be able to have this like beautiful thing where you're just surfing on life. And no, life is like, but what's nice is that it's your.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I will never be able to go through what you go through. You'll never be able to go through what I go through. Yeah. So take it as it is. Make your own maps. Make your own guidance. Make your own playbooks. Make your own, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to answer. I mean, I asked the question. Yeah, like what do about you do when you're going through... let's say, what's the word? Turbulation. What's the thing in the airplane?
Yeah, turbulence.
Turbulence. When you're going through turbulation. When you're going through when you're going through turbulence during your climb to success, I think, and I've learned this recently, the power, and I know many people know this thing, but the power of your mouth is so deadly. Mm. Because that's what enables for thoughts, perceptions, and storylines to
grow. Why do you think that? Tato's always saying this to me, and I'd never believe it. And my mom also always used to say
it.
I think that Tato took it from my mom and just started running with it.
I took it from mama. I took it from...
it was not only mama. It was mama, papa.
Mama, papa, my pastor, friends, family.
And aunts. And aunts also, yo.
Because it's so real, right? So I'll tell you what I believe in. And I'm gonna tell you what my pastor said.
Break it down for me. Yeah.
So my pastor said that we mustn't forget that in life there is a spiritual realm. Mm. If you're a Christian and you follow CRC and Pastor Art, that's what he believes in.
Yeah.
In life there's a spiritual realm. Yeah. And the devil cannot attack you without knowing what's going on. The devil can't know what's happening in your life without you saying it. Mm. The devil can't read your mind. Mm. The devil can't feel what you're feeling.
Okay.
You have to actually say it out loud. Mm. Right? And then for me, there's two types of devil. Mm. There's the actual devil, right? And then there's the devil in thoughts, the devil's in perceptions, it's the devil in actions, it's the devil in, you know, those types of things, the intrinsic things in your life.
Yeah.
So I also believe that the mind is something that we don't understand very well. So if I say out loud, I am tired, I will feel more tired.
Okay.
If I say out loud, I won't be able to do this. I promise you, subconsciously, you've given up.
Yeah.
So if you think I can't do this, think it, but go and try that action. And then you haven't already accepted the defeat. That's so the power of the power of the mouth is like you accept what's happening and you're giving the first devil I talk about power to attack you and the second devil your intrinsic thoughts and factors to affect you.
Yeah. And now I'm sorry, because you're spitting, man, but I'm an audience member. I'm no longer a co-host because you're spitting and I want to learn something from what you're saying. I mean, I'm an audience member because what you're saying, that's what I'm going through.
Yeah.
You know? I can be very negative. I'm trying to do this whole positivity thing. I think I've cracked the emotional acceptance, regulation side.
Yeah, and the acceptance.
But now, I want to ask you, so what happens when I'm saying these things of like, okay, I can do this. I can. I'm capable. I'm capable. All these things, right? But inside, Tato, every time I say that, I know I'm a liar. Inside, I'm like,
it's like a muscle. Yeah. Right? So you see how you never were able to accept things.
Yeah.
It took time for you to accept them. You used to first go through back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you started practicing acceptance. Yeah. You have to practice this thing too. Mm. Like you have to actively. Not say negative things out loud, even if your mind is saying you're a liar.
Yeah.
Because remember I said, once you say it out loud, the devil has access to you. Yeah. The intrinsic devil and the actual devil, right? So now he's still within you because he knows your weaknesses because you've said them out loud. Now you must cripple him, pray against the things that you think you can't do, and then stop saying the negative.
So I want to ask you, because obviously you're in this practice. At some point, does it start feeling like, you mean it, like you're right.
You start meaning it, you have peace, you wake up. Dude, I swear to God level. Like that's why, like, you know, like with me, like when I was working I promise you, when I was working my Christian faith, man. So guys, so with me, I believe in Christianity, I believe in God. Yes. But I'm also a person that understands how there's certain practices which I think come from God, improve the mind. Like Level said, God is the first mental health podcast.
Yeah, basically.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah.
So playbook, whatever.
Playbooks. I also understand that. So, and I appreciate that God has given me those things. The reason why I wasn't, you know, I didn't have intentions of being so loud about God.
It's what happened. That's why this thing is undeniable.
You know what I'm saying?
Because once you open this tab, it doesn't close. It just
Listen. I don't want to be loud about God, ne? The reason why I started becoming loud about God is because I'm seeing how much it's working for me.
It's like a tab.
So I'm like, how can I not tell my brother, the subscribers, my audiences? And I mean, guys, I think it's okay for you guys to have your own beliefs and your own gods. You know, follow what you believe in. I'm not someone that's like, Christianity at all costs. Yeah. If you are Buddhism, if you are Muslim, like those are your choices. That's your God. That's how you grew up. And that's what you believe in. I respect that with my whole heart.
You're just speaking from your point of view.
Yes. So when I speak about God, I'm not trying to push you away from your God also. Yeah. But my point is, the reason why I'm so loud about it, because this shit works, bro.
But
I have so much more peace, bro. I am so much happier in my days. Like there's things that used to stress me the hell out, they don't affect me like the slightest. I mean, for example, Tabang 2 days ago told me that, like, yo, bro, we lost all the footage for Thought Digest. The cameras aren't working. Old me would have not been able to regulate my emotions. I would have crashed out. I was just like, okay, cool. I'll ask him questions to see what can we recover.
Yeah, what can you do?
Then I said, okay, cool. We can recover it. There's no point in me being emotional. Okay, let me text Wasabi. Wasabi, can I please borrow 2 cameras? Okay, Tabang, I was going to come to the studio too. Let me come and fetch. I wanted to fetch all the cameras and take them to get fixed. Then he said, no, I fixed one of the problems. You know what I'm saying? And then, and that's because I've been practicing
mindfulness,
perspective, spirituality, the things that I say out loud. Like I literally pray out loud for the ability to scale, to grow a team, to have the emotional intelligence to work with many people.
Yeah.
It's not because I'm praying for that positive thing. There's no doubt in it because my faith is also strong.
That's why I truly believe hell is the absence of faith. So like for me, hell on earth is the absence of faith. Like the farther you are away from believing in something, even whether it's believing in spirit, believing in self, believing in symbol, a totem, whatever you believe in, the worst of your life is.
Yeah.
That is hell. The further you are away.
Yeah,
because you don't understand anything. When someone slaps you, slap them back. Yeah. Because you don't understand why did this. You're just an animal, basically. You're just moving on instinct.
And it's even small things, bro. Like, I used to be such a person that, like, would just speak my mind, even speak ill on other people. Like if someone did bad, I'd be like, this guy's such a...
Now you're like, this is unholy.
Yes, bro. I'd be like, this guy's such an
idiot. Or swearing.
Yeah, swearing, using God's name in vain. I'm literally practicing that so much.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, this guy's an idiot. So this guy doesn't know. No, right? Like, they still exist. I mean, I'm not perfect. I'm learning. I'm in my spiritual
journey. Yeah, we all spell God with a small G sometimes, right?
You get me?
Right?
But now, me doing it less,
it's
also changing my view on people, on life. My positivity, like, guys, they don't teach us enough about these things. And it doesn't have to be centered around God. It's the power of the mind. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. I think
and
so too.
It's like, dude, it really, really works, guys. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, you can choose
but
how
do you understand
go
now,
words.
Like, when you were atheist and me and mama are looking at you like, is this guy sure? Do you understand
but
it now?
The one thing I liked about my mom is that she said, if you're going to be atheist, can you at least meditate, reflect on your life?
But do you understand it now?
I get it, yeah.
Why when we used to pray in the house, it's like, it's such a joyous thing. Like when they ask you to pray, it's like such a joyous thing. It's a strengthening thing.
I don't blame anybody for me being atheist.
I don't think I blame your school.
I don't blame anybody for me being atheist. I think I was repellent of Christianity, but I do blame how they teach young people how to be Christians. Tell me why. Tell me how it works. Teach me more. Don't just slap it in my face and say, we're doing this thing.
The problem is like, sorry, now we're becoming a Christian project, but Proscott podcast. But the problem with teaching kids how to be Christian, there is too, it's like teaching a kid how to become a doctor. This thing takes a whole life to learn how to digest. Yeah. I don't know if you're getting me. So you only digest now because you're an adult. You're aware now of how Earth works. Back then, you were confined space. That's why now your mind is more accepting to literature.
Maybe we can say I'm a late bloomer when it comes to literature understanding and concepts.
So now
maybe
literature is being absorbed.
Maybe I was too maths and science.
Yeah.
So I was never mental EQ and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, I mean, also, don't worry, guys. I mean, I always speak about God, but this will not become a Christian podcast. It's just that I'm in that phase of my life. So, of course, for the next few months, I'm going to be loud about it because it's what I'm going through. It's going to be in my how I use. I'm learning a lot from, my pastors and the Bible. So, yeah, man, if that makes you uncomfortable, I'm really sorry. It's not really going anywhere.
Apologies.
Apologies. So, in closing, like, what are you praying for now? What are you hoping for now? I mean, we know your prayers when you're in university.
Yeah.
Like, when you get to this phase in life, do you still have your... I mean, because systematically, it's easier when you're in high school. High school, I want to go to grade 8, I want to go to matric. Matric, I want to go to first year. First year, I can't wait to be in final year. Final year, I can't wait to get that job. Yeah. Get that job, can't wait to get the car, that apartment.
Yeah.
Then there's family, but then
yeah,
there's nothing else systematically that society has taught us to want to gravitate towards. So now that doesn't exist, what do you actually pray for?
So now I'm more careful. I'm very pinpoint. Please protect me like this. Please give me strength like this.
Yes.
Because it's very creative. You must understand, it's the same person. It's the same person who made a dolphin. It's the same person who made a dolphin and a giraffe on the same day. Like Wishisha. Penguin, giraffe, same day. So now I'm very on the dot. Every morning I will say, please protect me from all harm. Harm. Physical harm. Mutuaka emotionally harm you now. Tato. God is... I say, please protect me from physical harm. Then I say, please give opportunity to the businesses that I'm in. And the skills and tools to claim that opportunity. And secure profit in that opportunity. And then I pray for the mundane stuff. So, family safe. I'm a bit embarrassed to say that I only pay for my intermediate family.
Same.
So I only pay for my brother, like my...
Same.
Yeah, I don't really pay for aunts and cousins. Same. It's a bad habit. I must just say the whole bloodline.
They're also praying. So they,
but on like a goal success level prayer,
yeah.
Right now I am praying for energy, motivation. So I had a dream. I told you the previous podcast. I had a dream and motivation was a big thing. What are the things that are motivating you right now? So that's what something I'm dealing with that's very bad. I don't have motivation. And I'm scared of, I keep saying it. I don't have motivation. I keep saying it out loud. And I'm scared God will leave me homeless or something. And
yeah,
give
but,
me
but,
a
then, but then you see, even with that, so with the power of the tongue, you say, you don't say, I don't have
motivation,
God forbid.
Yeah.
You say, I'm working on my motivation.
Yes, I'm working on my motivation.
And my motivation is improving day by day.
Yes.
You see the difference in mindset.
Yes. So that's what I'm trying to work on right now. So,
Because they'll attack your mind. Your mind will attack what you're saying you can't do.
Yeah.
If you're going to proclaim that you can't do it.
Yeah. And that's so true because I've really been feeling like...
Yeah, it'll attack you. You're giving the devil... the power. I sound like, guys, you know, I used to listen to people say the devil, God. I used to be like, ay, man, these people.
This wizard.
I'm looking in the mirror like, this is me saying this thing.
This wizard.
You get me?
This wizard of, this brother Tato. Brother Tato has a couple of words for us.
The devil.
Listen to this. Write this down. You go to heaven and you don't see me then, you're not in heaven. You're in hell. Write this down.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, that's basically the biggest one. So motivation. Motivation is a big prayer of mine right now. And I'm hoping to obtain it. And I'm hoping that I can actually motivate the people around me in different areas. And I don't mean motivation for business only, guys. I mean motivation for new interests such as fun. I'm really into gaming right now. I'm playing Baldur's Gate 3.
Nice.
It's slapping. I'm going to move on to the next game next month. Yeah. I am motivating myself to invest in my hobbies. I'm going to pay money to be happy now. I'm no longer leaving it to freedom and free.
Crazy. It's going to become easier for you to do it in the future.
Yeah, obviously. Because now it's a habit. Mm. It's like
you're
rent.
You're choosing how to love yourself.
Yeah, it's like rent.
Pick yourself.
Or buying a lip therapy.
Yeah.
Once you get into the practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, what about you? What's your prayer?
So you level's basically praying for a successful business, happy life. I think the same thing with me. I think most of us are praying for that.
But every day though.
Yeah, and every day, yeah, same.
Like so business is good today. I don't pray, God do this for the week. I don't pray God do this for the month.
Yeah.
I say within this 24 hours, please.
Yes. Yeah. Which I think is very powerful. I definitely think people should like write your goal down in the morning if you don't pray, but then pray on what you want. You know, the way I've been praying is so crazy and I feel the difference in the morning, bro.
Really?
So, okay, I'll show you one day. But yeah, anyway.
You were telling me this. Oh, sorry, we'll talk about this after.
Yeah, I agree with Lebo. I think that this was a nice episode. I think it was very important for us to touch on how the future is perceived to look like and what happens when you're in it. And Lebo gave us some really, really powerful building blocks for success and a happy life.
Yeah.
Have your firm foundation. Hyper focus on that. And then from there, everything else, let's just build.
Hyper
focus. And I think it's okay to be obsessed with that. So I just want to say thank you guys so much for watching this episode. One last time, you guys should definitely go buy the Vodacom prepaid LTE bundle, guys. 99 Rand for 10 gigabytes of data and 5 gigabytes of free YouTube data at your disposal using VodaPay. All you have to do is dial *123# or get the VodaPay app and T's and T's apply, and you guys can definitely watch more content. Love you guys so much. We will see you guys next week. The break will not happen with me here. I can feel in the Holy Spirit that this podcast is going to be very successful and we are going to definitely reach more people. So shout out to you guys. It's been a pleasure being a part of Seated for all these years. So shout out to you guys. God bless you.